You're listening to Higher Ed Social, Episode 1. I'm Jackie.
And I'm Logan. And today's episode is what? Todd Sanders. Oh my goodness.
Yes. Quite a way to kick off our podcast, I think. It was a good time.
Yeah, we actually only had to bleep it like 6 times.
Yeah. In Todd's defense, we didn't really tell him that we had a clean rating on iTunes. So all you folks out there, we did censor this for your young ears. But with Todd, we talked about a lot of things, including cats. That came up a lot for some reason.
I think it's because my cat started jumping into boxes halfway through.
Now no one's going to listen to the whole podcast.
Sure they will. There's lots of other fun stuff we talked about.
That is true. We talked a lot about Todd's new gig down at the University of Florida, adjusting to life in the heat versus the Wisconsin cold, which is definitely interesting.
And speaking of spoilers, we totally did not spoil Survivor for Jackie.
Yes.
She totally skipped the final episode to record this.
That is true. So talk about student celebrities, Logan's Belmont Street Team, and maybe what Todd might do in a very similar fashion. So we hope you enjoy episode 1 of Higher Ed Social.
Here we go. So how's it going?
Welcome to our first episode. So this is, episode 1. We had an episode 0, which I guess counts, but everybody skips over it, so it doesn't really matter. So welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, we have Todd with us today. Todd Sanders from University of Florida.
Ooh. Todd, want to give us like your little elevator pitch bio intro thing?
I've been in higher ed for 14 years. Started off as a student affairs webmaster. And when the social web came along, I started playing with it. And eventually my position evolved into a social media specialist, which evolved into a director of social media. And then in July, I ended up taking a job at University of Florida as the director of social media in Gainesville. So it's very, very fun. Very, very cool.
Yeah. You know, it makes me a little sad. Just a little. Because now we can't have this big soccer fight with Green Bay.
Too bad.
I sadly don't have a...
Just a little background there. So Belmont moved into the Horizon League, which is the same conference that that Green Bay is into. At least we're in the Ohio Valley Conference in every other sport except for men's soccer, because Ohio Valley Conference doesn't have men's soccer because they have football, and football apparently is more important. So that's kind of how
SEC,
that goes.
SEC, wow. SEC, SEC.
And you guys are kind of dominating that.
Yeah, the SEC, yeah. Football isn't overly successful this year, but it was still awesome for me to be a part of. I was very excited. Win or lose, it was fun.
At least now it's a little bit warmer for you, so.
Oh, yeah.
That must be a pro. Serious. I mean, warmer. I see you're wearing a t-shirt, so we're here in the middle of winter.
Community.
Yeah, Jackie, you're the only one in the cold, cold north now.
I am. It is a little chilly up here.
You're wearing a Bills?
I am wearing a Bills shirt. As a Buffalo gal at heart, born and raised there, lived and worked in Western New York, and now I'm out in Albany. So, you know, got to rep the Bills, which there is a big Bills following out pretty much all over the country.
Who do they play on Sunday?
This Sunday? I don't even know who they're going to play.
Sunday.
Beat Green Bay. We beat Green Bay.
Oh, there it is.
Which is pretty fantastic.
The Bills beat somebody?
The Bills have been beating a lot of people, actually, this season, and we did destroy Green Bay.
That's like the first time in like 20 years.
Sunday. Yeah, it was pretty awesome, I will say. to watch that game surrounded by a bunch of Bills fans. So are you a Green Bay fan then, Todd? Is that what's up?
Yeah. Yeah, forever. Perhaps.
I'm pretty sure he lives Green Bay.
I'm sorry about your loss.
It's all right.
I'm very sorry about your loss.
Sorry about all your losses in the Super Bowl.
It's all right. We drink them away. We drink the pain away. That's what we do.
We drink the victory.
That's all we do. That's really all we do.
It's okay.
So what? You've been in higher ed, what, 14 years?
14 years today. I don't know.
I can tell you what I was doing 14 years ago. 17th.
What was that?
14 years ago, I was in middle school. Elementary school, middle school.
So was I. And, you ever watch Doogie Howser? I'm Doogie Howser.
Not thinking about, didn't even know what social media was. I was more concerned about, like,
14 years ago, really.
Maybe I had, like, a crush on a boy or something and had to, like, learn how to sew in home ec.
So you're saying you don't exactly remember what was going on today, 14 years ago?
Not really. This exact moment, I can't say.
Just in middle school. Nice.
Just hanging out.
Was I doing 15 years ago? Man, 15 years ago.
14 years ago.
14 years ago.
Don't age, Todd. Come on.
I was in college. I was in college.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was. So was I was a sophomore.
Wow.
I was actually, I was running a computer lab. at Middle Tennessee
meth.
State.
Just say meth. Let's make this interesting. You invented meth?
No, his company or his school listens to this. We can't tell people about his meth addiction and that meth lab that one time. It's fine, Logan. We all make mistakes. We do.
No, I was actually building websites back then, if you can believe it. And I had an internet forum and everything. It was awesome.
That's kind of social.
Yeah, that's how I got into social media. Was I learned how to do social media from running an internet forum back in the day. So, what was your first social network like? What'd you do first? What got you into this whole social thing? I know you played around and stuff, but
I don't know. I guess commenting on blogs perhaps would be the first entrance into the whole talking to people thing.
Good old web 2.0.
Yeah, and we didn't have Facebook in Green Bay until, I don't know, a year later than everybody else, it felt like. Milwaukee got it, Madison got it, and Green Bay was still not getting it. So once we got it, I guess I jumped on Facebook, but not really doing much of anything. But Twitter is probably the tipping point. Playing around on Twitter.
The Twitter days. Hold on one second. I'm going to cut this out, but the cats are trying to jump into a box.
No. Don't cut this out.
I do not cut this out at all. This is unplugged episode one. I want a play-by-play of cats jumping in a box. Go, Logan.
Yeah, I have a box next to the Christmas tree, which was probably a huge mistake. Two things that they love.
Man. This Logan, we can put this on higher ed social, the underground version of higher ed.social.
I moved it. That was a huge mistake. Cats
in
a box.
I don't think so at all. I see no negatives of putting a box for cats to jump into. Have you seen Maru, the cat that jumps into the box all the time?
Yes. I don't think there's anyone on earth that hasn't seen Maru the cat jump into a box.
Todd is that person in the whole world. Maru, we will post it onto higher ed.social. Maru is a cat that just jumps in and out of things. And she is she, I'm not sure if it's a he or a she, genuinely. But Maru will just jump out of stuff and is this really large cat that is super agile and just jumps on stuff. It's great. It's a hilarious cat.
It's really agile, fat cat. Mm-hmm. He lives in Japan.
He's great.
Really?
Yeah.
He's great.
Hmm.
Yeah, you don't seem the kind of guy that watches cat videos on the internet.
Are you a cat or dog person? Yeah.
I like dogs more than cats. Solid. But we had cats at one time. They died. We replaced them with, what did I say? Did I say we had cats?
Yes.
Yeah, we had cats. We replaced them with dogs. Now we have two yellow labs that each weigh 100 pounds and the entire length of the backyard.
And that's why I don't have a dog. That is why.
Yeah, well, the cat inside the house, and that's even...
Oh, well, there we go. Great. So you just deal with shit all day. Do you deal with shit all day at work as well?
No, definitely not. No, I got a really cool gig now.
Sweet.
Well, tell us about your gig. Nice,
yeah, we should probably talk about that because we are higher ed social.
Yeah, no, it's what is it? It's a lot of things right now.
Because you're new, right?
Too focused on somewhat new. It's been 22 weeks, I think, 23 weeks.
Not that I'm
And I have a calendar. It's cool. but I'm so involved in the day-to-day that I'm not able to see the future. So that's concerning. But it's because it's currently just me and some interns. So it's different when I started, and then it changed rapidly, and now it's just me. So
is that a drastic overwhelming shift from Green Bay, from what you were doing up there?
Oh, no, not at all. But Green Bay was 6,000 students. Here it's 50,000 students in 16 colleges and umpteen centers and departments. And there's, it's like the North Pole, man. There's like, this is Christmas episode. There's like every toy known to man. And I have to wrap all of them. So it's.
So you're Santa and all the elves at the same time.
I think that's something
we all feel. You have to neglect some toys. But I guess you get blinded by all the opportunity. And then when you're doing the day to day, you're not really progressing or innovating or taking the steps that you need to take. So it's just a little concerning right now that I've got us on life support. And we're such a big place that should not just be limping along. Well, we're not limping along. I don't sleep much, but I know we could be doing better.
I think that's one of the things that we all deal with when we're social media. The social media folks of the university is there's so much great content everywhere. And I can only imagine that it's great for you guys. With 50,000 students. I mean, it's about a heart attack with 7,000. You know, I don't know. I find myself, especially lately, we've like taken it up a notch with our social media. And I do find myself, not getting a
whole lot. Do I have a dead pixel or is there okay. Hang on.
How's adjusting his screen? Because apparently the visuals are.
I was so worried. I'm like, no, I have a dead pixel, but it's your kitchen light, Logan. It's like hitting and then it's bouncing off. All right, thank God it's not a dead pixel.
Go on,
tell me about how you just revolutionized social media in higher ed.
Well, here's my
lens flare.
We actually talked about this in the last episode, but I have what we call the Boulevard team, which is our social media street team.
And, for those of you at home playing the Belmont drinking game, this is equivalent to three drinks, by the way, anyone's playing. Logan likes to talk about Belmont.
I'd like to talk about my street team because they're awesome. But added 14 kids this year. So they're going around campus and helping us plan social media. We have a weekly meeting where we all get together and plan content. And then on Fridays and then on Mondays, I take the content from the folks in like communications and news and all that kind of stuff, and we all formulate kind of a plan and put it all together and make it happen. It's pretty awesome.
You said on Friday and Monday. What do you mean?
Well, so Friday the team.
But did you get all the?
The team comes up with everything that they want to do for the next week, and then Monday morning. We have the content meeting, which we tie everything together. So all the news stories and stuff that, you know, we got to post news stories, got to talk about professors doing awesome things and students doing awesome things. The students actually go to events during the week, take pictures, come up with content that they want to post, like for instance, Instagram, which is like the big thing. They take a photo, come up with a caption for it, and then we post it.
Do you then oversee all of like the different schools? Because I know UF is huge. So how does that work for you?
We're getting there. We have social web gatherings once a month where I make bacon treats. So we get together and we're getting there. I think we've had four. The last one we did a show and tell, so we had people get up and do 5-minute little bursts of what they're up to, wins and fails, and why and how, and all that cool stuff. And I think that worked out pretty good. We had, I think, 7 or 8 people that presented. And, there's so much to do that.
It's true.
I'm okay at staying on task, but I'm definitely getting bogged down with the day-to-day that I can't get to the week or the month or the semester view, which is something that we're going to work on. Hiring someone, hopefully by Friday, we'll hire someone. So that'll be cool. A social media specialist.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's what I am.
We'll pay them in donuts.
And maybe and some actually, real money.
We have a thing on our board for a street team, but it was neglected back burner stuff, so we didn't get around to it this semester. So we will definitely be having our own Boulevard team.
We're you should call them Boulevard team too.
I should. I should call them the Belmont Boulevard
Street That's team. What I would do. I would certainly call it the street team. I think that kids would be flooding. Maybe you'd get Belmont kids to show up at UF just to be on your street.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Belmont
there Boulevard you go. South. That's how it's.
How do you get them to show up? What are you doing?
How do I get them to show up?
You said 14. Has there been a turnover?
Well, we had one graduation.
That's a nice one. What about
that's turnover, I guess. And I have one kid coming back from study abroad. She was gone for study abroad, and she's coming back this time. That's it.
Okay, you can't call them kids. You got to call them students.
I know.
It's just because Logan loves them so much. It's like they're his own children.
They're my children.
And I guess that's how he pays them, in love, apparently, or whatever.
Oh, no, be careful with that, Logan. You don't want to do that. Donuts.
Just donuts. Don't have them as your own children, apparently. Yeah. That's the lesson there.
Apparently.
But I think out of 50,000 students, you'll be able to find 14 that want to help out. Because sure, University of Florida has that social media master's degree thing going on.
Yeah, they do.
Right?
Which is, everybody's Hootsuite qualified. So I don't know what that means. But so there's definitely a ton of people that are doing it and playing. And all the departments are doing it and playing. And so, I mean, there's no lack of people that are trying. They're at all levels. So, yeah, some people doing really cool things and some people that are wanting to get there and do those cool things. So it's somewhat of a fragmented approach, but I mean, seriously, I could just sit back and share other people's content all day because there's so much of it flowing in, which is kind of the focus that I've taken, is less of the content production and more of the content curation, because there really is a ton of, I wouldn't say it writes itself, but there are people that are doing great things that need that extra push from a flagship account to be rewarded for the work that they're doing. So
I like that. I think I'm going to stop calling ours primary accounts and start calling them flagship accounts. That's a pretty good idea.
Whoa. You can't do that.
Well, you're taking street team, Belmont street team. So
Belmont Boulevard team. Totally different.
Well, that's the funny thing. Belmont Boulevard is actually what Belmont is on.
Really?
Yeah, so that's where the fun name comes from.
Todd, obviously. Don't you get the inside joke that only people at Belmont understand? Come on, Todd.
No, that's cool.
Puns are great.
Makes it unique until I steal it. I'm going to get
stitches. There is no copyright. You heard it here, folks. To Belmont Boulevard Street Team Battle. Battle Royale.
Florida Boulevard. Gator Boulevard.
Your challenges will be like, create a Twitter post, but accurately know how many characters there are without counting. Go. You'll battle your street teams. I'll referee, because I won't have street. Great. Sounds like episode number 2.
Logan, who do you who's your rival?
Who's my rival?
Played around. Yeah, who's your rival school? Do you have a rival school?
Is it Lipscomb University, which is also on Belmont Boulevard.
No way.
Yeah. We actually have a basketball game called
Battle of the Boulevard. That's going to get really complicated. Your Boulevard team could be traitors.
Well, they don't claim Belmont Boulevard. They claim another street. That's on the other side of campus. But Lipscomb is a rival. If you're just talking about athletics rivals, which is typical.
I said, like, if you have any social rivals that you can play with. Like Madison has Marquette, you know, Marquette and Madison go back and forth. A nice little fun.
I think Vanderbilt is literally a block away from us.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you by the Lowe's Hotel then?
We're on the other side of Vanderbilt's campus. We're on the south side of campus. Vanderbilt is like West End on the north side. The West End Avenue, and on the south side is Wedgwood Avenue, and we're on Wedgwood Avenue. We're really close. In fact, you know, like, I know folks at Vanderbilt that run their web and social, and I literally only see them once a year at Hyatt Web in some random city on the other side of the country. I talk to them on the internet, but beyond that, it's kind of sad. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we'll have Lacey and Beth on the show one day.
I would love to have them on the show. Be a blast.
Yeah. We have schools that are like athletics rivals, like right down on the other side of the city. We have Tennessee State. We have Middle Tennessee State University, which is my alma mater. Murray State. There's like a big rivalry between us and them. And Morehead State and Eastern Kentucky and Western Kentucky and Austin Peay. Yeah, there's a lot of schools that we could probably potentially have fun with. But, you know,
you're in musical school, right?
Yeah, we have a degree in music business and a music degree. So we're pretty well known for that.
Yeah, Glee Club?
They're not called a Glee Club. I forgot the exact name.
The Glee Boulevard?
They're above that.
We have a show choir, though. We actually have a lot of different things. Students like to have their own music, too.
Again, though, for those of you playing the Belmont drinking game, two more drinks.
Hey,
and for every alumni, it's another two drinks.
Funny stuff. Yes. So
it is very apparent that Belmont is a music school, as you will find listening to this podcast. Logan will always talk about Belmont students who are either alumni that are talented alumni or current students, like his one student on The Voice. You have one on Survivor right now.
Yep.
She's literally in the finale right now.
The finale is airing. So by the time this podcast is listened to, there you go.
That was fun.
There you go.
Big Brother for the first time in my life.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty awesome to have a student on the final five, you know, of Survivor.
Yeah, when?
I don't know yet. We'll find out at the end of the night.
The finale is on.
Tonight's the right finale?
Now. It's this exact moment it's happening. Don't tell me who wins.
They put it on opposite of Hell's Kitchen? How could they do that?
Don't tell me. I'm an avid Survivor.
I'm going to find out right now.
Don't you dare tell me. I'll be so mad at you.
These cable channels are so confusing in Florida. Hey, when you guys have like regular cable, right? Or do you guys not? Are y'all getting too young for cable?
I don't have cable.
I got Netflix.
Blah, blah. Netflix, all right, and never Pluto mind. And the internet.
Yeah, I just
anyway
have the
in Wisconsin they have all the numbers, and then for HD they just added 1,000 to whatever the number was.
That
it
is
was
the
very
easiest
convenient
way to do it. Yeah, it's so nice.
Yeah, here it's not the same. It's very. I have to go down to like the single digits to find the actual channels that I want to go to in HD. Mm-hmm. It's very confusing. There's a Survivor reunion show on.
Yeah. Don't tell me who's on it or I'll be real mad at you.
Why?
Because then you would ruin the
whole. Are you a Survivor person?
I am. I've been watching the whole season.
Jackie is the biggest reality TV
really?
Fan.
Not
on
because
Earth.
Is there a guy that wears a lot of camouflage? The guy with the baseball hat won.
Don't you dare tell me. I'll be very upset.
The girl with the nose ring. Is she still in it?
Don't you dare. I will be so angry with you. Actually, the girl with the nose ring is Logan's student.
Is she?
Belmont. Yep, she goes to Belmont.
She's, I think,
and if she's listening, she'll be angry that we didn't refer to her by name. Her name is Baylor. And she is in Baylor? The top five. Yes. With her mom. Her mom is also in it. In the top five.
And her mom went to Baylor and her name is Belmont.
No? Not. Maybe it's Street Team? I don't know.
I have no idea.
The person with the cast won.
Don't you dare.
No, they're voting.
I'm so mad at you.
I won't know until a little bit.
I'm going to be so angry.
Is the guy with the camouflage, is he in it? He's like one of the... No, he just voted.
Jackie's freaking out.
I really am going to be upset if this gets spoiled for me. Okay, so Todd, what are your TV shows that I can spoil for you? Do you watch reality TV?
I do. I used to watch a lot of television up in Wisconsin, especially this time of year. This is social media season up there when it gets cold. Usually after football season's like social media season, where you just do fun projects on the internet.
Got it.
Imagication, right? Imagication, social media season, fun. But television shows, whatever my kids are watching, I'll watch.
Mm.
You know, like in The Walking Dead. And we dropped out of American Horror Story after the first season was awesome. After that, whatever. Dylan McDermott, he's awesome. Right, he's like 52. Look that up.
Really?
Yeah, no, for real.
That's good to know.
And then, I don't know. Whoa, what is that sound?
I have a demon air conditioner.
Are you kidding me? That's your air conditioner?
Or not air conditioner? Like heating, venting system. So it's pretty demonic.
Are you
I think there's something living in it. Truthfully,
is it attached to your neck?
No way. Sadly, it is not.
What was that?
It's going.
That was not your... It's not going now?
Oh, it's still going. So it might have just been like the initial noise and now you're used to it. Maybe my computer finally registered to do the noise cancel thing. But, yep.
You might want to have that looked at. Maybe yep. Carbon monoxide thing going on.
It might be. I don't know. We'll see how my apartment fares. I'm also...
Is it getting warmer?
It's getting comfortable, yes. Yes, I'm also in a new town, which clearly is a lot colder than your new town, so...
Jackie just recently got a new job, too.
I'm out in Albany, working for a company called Merit, which is pretty cool. I work with colleges all over the country.
You're a vendor now?
I'm a vendor now.
Now the podcast is starting to make sense. What did we buy today?
Actually,
nothing. I can't sell you anything because I'm not in sales.
But we actually have no sponsors, to be honest.
Yeah, no sponsors. I don't know if Merit would jump in to sponsor, but
there it goes.
That we're asking. No, but Merit's cool. I won't give you the spiel on the podcast. But that's what I do now. So I'm also in a new city.
It's a new drinking game. Go ahead. Tell us about Merit.
I'm less likely to talk about Merit like in the context of a conversation than Logan is to talk about Belmont, I will say.
Well, this podcast is about higher ed, so.
It is true. And I think
it is relevant to people's interests.
I think maybe like 20% of our conversation today talked about higher ed. So is that enough? Like, do we have to hit 50%? Like higher ed, like equal parts higher ed and equal parts social? We haven't really determined that way yet.
You can work that out with the editing, you know?
Yeah.
You can make it all higher ed.
But you're not editing out that part.
No.
Please don't.
Oh, what are the cat's names?
Oh, don't make cat me do names? That.
Yeah, Logan. Wait. But, if you want to play another drinking game, we can drink for every time Logan names one of his cats. Because you might be on the floor. Well, you probably won't be on the floor because you're a large man. But as a tiny girl, I might be on the floor because Logan has six cats.
No way, really?
Yes, I have six cats.
And I haven't seen one in the background yet.
No, because they all mind their own business and don't mess with my stuff. So there's Kaylee, Kai, Jet, Nico, Raven, Sam.
All right. It's
yep.
Excessive.
That's why I didn't ask Logan if he was a cat person or a dog person because I already knew the answer.
Oh, wow! Really? So do you collect them, or
I guess I did for a little while.
Just buy them at the store. Novelty.
Cats just kind of show up. Well, again, there's actually stories behind every one, but the only cat that I ever like got at the pet store was Kaylee. She was the first cat. And then Jet
like a pet store?
Like a pet store. I got her at PetSmart.
Like at the mall?
Yeah. Well, no, at the strip mall.
How much does that cost to buy a cat?
$40 But that pays for, but that paid for her vaccinations and stuff.
Oh, wink, so, wink.
Yeah. So wait, go, so Pets. Todd, did you just find your cat? Like you have a cat? You just said you had a cat.
How did you people like people have kittens and then you take one of their kittens and you have a cat.
Is that how you have your cat kittens, whatever you have?
It was a long time ago, yeah. And then we found one when we were in Louisiana. It was underneath our house, and mice kept on running across. And I didn't know, we weren't really homeowner type people back then, so we were kind of freaking out. And so I was assigned to go find out where the mice were coming from. But it's because the cat was living underneath the house in Louisiana, scaring them up into the fireplace thing. And so then we said, hey, let's just bring the cat inside the house, because our cat Pumpkin Noodle was not very outdoorsy.
So. Logan, you had 6 chances to have a good cat name and Todd beat you with 1, so there you go.
Pumpkin Noodle,
that's an adorable cat name.
No, that was a horrible cat. I thought it was a dog, so I like play fetch. We play fetch with the little stuffed mice and all that, and I think that turns cats evil or something. He was a pouncer, jumper, whatever. The heck.
Scratcher.
Yeah, he was like, if you walk by a door and he was in it, he would jump on you. It was horrible. And they bite. Sorry. I don't like cats.
None of mine bite. Mine are actually really good.
I don't think so, man.
They're all indoor cats. They like jumping in the box.
How would you even know? You got 6 cats?
Yeah. They found the box where I put it. Like, I hid the box, and they found it, and they're jumping back into it. It's
because it smells like cat piss. They can track that.
As long as you have enough litter boxes and you clean them every day.
Yeah, how many litter boxes do you have?
3.
It's like an episode of that Gold Rush show, huh? You just sit there.
Oh, yeah.
I like that show. Don't ruin that for me either.
I was going to say, I thought it was cool that you've moved, even though you were at a fairly-ish, big-ish university, to a bigger university. So what has
Green
been...
Bay. University at all. I mean, I guess maybe because I was at
a pretty small school. I was at a community college, so we were tiny. So I consider everything pretty large-ish. But now that you're overseeing a ton of different schools and departments, I guess what you've kind of touched on, like your biggest struggles, but I guess what is your like top priority? What do you really want to get? Like, what's your goal? Like, what do you want to get done?
Right. No, to get University of Florida in the top 10 of, you know, public land-grant universities.
Top 10 of what?
But probably U.S. News World Report, right? That's the one everybody really cares about.
Mm-hmm.
And there's things in there that you can tweak. That hey, cat.
There it is.
Yes. That's Jet.
That's Raven. Hi, Raven.
Actually, this is Jet, but Raven's black, too.
Yeah, that's
I figure when you have 2 black cats, 2 negatives make a positive, right?
I guess so. Do they have yellow eyes?
Yes.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, no, like I said, there's a lot of stuff that I should be doing that I'm not able to do right now because I'm in the trenches. Mm-hmm. So it'd be so nice to be more focused on the director level, figuring out where we're going, strategy, fun stuff, versus the... I'm like doing chest compressions and breathing in mouths of social accounts, trying to keep them alive.
That's a very vivid metaphor there. I liked it.
Yeah. I'd rather figure out how we're going to save people than actually getting my hands dirty right now with trying to save them in a way that just isn't sustainable. So, I mean, yeah, we all know how this is working, right? I mean, the traditional media is somewhat morphing into social. Social is moving on to other things. And I think eventually we'll get to the point where more resources are thrown at the things that we all love and that we want to do. But right now you can have someone that stays awake, you know, 20 hours a day and can get everything done. And, you know, because we all have passion for what we do. So we don't let things not work. So that's where it's, you know, eventually I think all these one-man shops or one-woman shops are going to, you know, see turnover. People are going to go off to the private sector at, what's it called? Widgets? Where are you going? Widgets?
Widgets? Merit?
Are you referring
to the company I work for?
Yes.
It's Merit. Which is, I guess, close to Widgets.
Drink. It's close.
They both start with a letter.
Yeah, so there's a lot to do, and I think we'll get there, but I just don't know when. So it's weird.
I think we'll have to check back with you.
Right. Yeah, definitely. No.
Well, you said you have someone new coming in your department soon, right?
Hopefully, yeah, we interviewed today and we'll interview again tomorrow and then hopefully knock that out on Friday. And hopefully, I don't know. I don't, if they listen to this, maybe I should. Well, next week, we'll figure this out.
Grumble, grumble. But, no specific dates mentioned about what day it is today, even though we did talk a little bit about the Survivor finale. That's okay.
No, let's see.
Don't you dare.
Oh, not that. That guy did not win. I'm pretty sure it's a woman won.
Very, very angry with you.
Okay. Well, I think we'll end today because we're a little past 30 minutes. So,
all right. You guys watch this and then we'll do it again and we'll call it episode 1.1.
I think we need a 1.1.
Okay.
Maybe we'll take that 10 minutes where we talk about cats and make that 1.1.
I haven't slept since 6 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday. So I'm at the end right now. As you can see, I'm drinking water.
9:46 on Wednesday night, for those of you listening at home. So I think we're going to let Todd sleep.
Well, not until after Survivor. So.
After Survivor, because you're now an avid Survivor fan and watcher.
Because she won. She's a winner. I just can't wait to see the reunion show with her whole family.
Friends don't spoil reality TV for friends, Todd.
Well, she looks like a winner. Ooh, this is getting good.
All right. Then I'm going to go
watch
cue
the theme music.
Yep, and this is where we roll the music. So thank you, Todd, for being our first victim of Higher Ed Social, the podcast. We're excited to see how social media evolves at UF now that you have some new team members and a new vision. So good luck.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me. It was fun.
Hope it was.
You should do a Higher Ed
Survivor.
Have
to tune in. We could. We'll have to get our all-star guests, and we will have a Higher Ed Survivor.
Or good versus bad. I hear they do that, too.
We do.
Villains versus heroes or something.
Heroes versus villains. Oh, yeah. Well,
okay.
We'll whip all that together. This is where we would pull the music.
Right. Thanks for listening to Higher Ed Social.
See you next time. And I'm Jackie.
Yep. Talk we'll see you.